broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby. We are live for New Year's Day. This is the broadcast for January the 1st, 2020, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Hour two of two in the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Last hour, we talked about the headline, Sam openly rejects undeclared war. We've got war everywhere. Protesters storm U.S. embassies in Baghdad after Iraq airstrikes. Iraq protests swarm U.S. embassy again. So the United States disperses tear gas, and then everybody starts to scramble away. U.S. now sending hundreds, some say thousands of troops to the east after attack on the embassy compound there. And so that goes on. I don't know why we arm people to the teeth around the world and we train and arm and fund war after war after war. And for 2020, we're kicking it off. New Year's Day, sending more troops into a battle that's been undeclared for, over 20 years? And there's no end in sight whatsoever. That's been my criticism. If we're going to go to war, let's declare it. That's what the Constitution calls for. But that really requires a pretty high bar for justification. But we're in these immoral, unjust wars, and they never seem to end. Well, while they're going ahead and waging war around the world and arming both sides of all these conflicts, arming everybody to the teeth, Donald went as far as to say that Barack and Hillary created ISIS. They're the founders. And if you look at Benghazi, what happened? Donald is now criticizing Barack and saying, we're not going to have a Benghazi here. Because back in the day for Benghazi, what? They had an attack or whatever, and then the president just went to a fundraiser the next day or whatever. And okay, but if you created ISIS, why wouldn't you do that? Anyway,
I think that was Senator Graham, though, that said the we're not going to have the Benghazis.
Okay, Senator Graham said that. But, Kurt, you have a little bit of a clarification. Then we'll go to our guest and talk about this, Kurt.
Right. This one's one of the latest reports from Breitbart that the AP's contributing to, which, you know, makes me concerned a little bit. But anyway, it says Iran-backed militiamen retreat from U.S. embassy in Baghdad. Iran-backed militiamen behind this attack on the U.S. embassy have begun retreating following a threat from President Donald Trump to hold Tehran accountable for the siege.
So now we've got Iran, Iraq, and Tehran all involved, right, Kurt?
Well, the thing is you've got some Iranian militia guys cruising over to Baghdad in Iraq,
yes,
and going at our embassy. And so then these supporters of this militia had spent the night camped outside the embassy. This is according to the Washington Post, which is another, you know, questionable source. They began dismantling their tents and leaving the area, saying they had won a victory and would now seek the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq through the nation's parliament. Now Mark Esper, he's the Department of Defense Secretary, he announced that on Tuesday evening the deployment of 750 U.S. soldiers, now we had heard 4,000, but you know, here's 750 in this report, to the region in response to the attack. He said additional troops are prepared to ship out for reinforcement if needed.
That's the 4,000.
I guess so. And the president said that Iran, for orchestrating the attack, would pay a very big price. But on the top of the hour news, it seemed like I heard him basically say he wanted peace and he didn't really want to go to war. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't really understand what all that means. The problem is I don't know who the good guys are and who the bad guys are, and we seem to just arm and train and fund every war everywhere. We're in over 130 nations plus, militarily speaking, and now we say we're for peace, but yet, hey, we got a base over there we claim they kind of messed with and attacked, and then now they're attacking our embassy, and so we got a base over there and an embassy over there, and well, at the base, we were training people, and they attacked a training camp, and why are we training and funding and arming everybody around the world, but yet in America, they want to take away the guns?
interesting.
Becky Akers with us, ladies and gentlemen. She has been speaking out nobly, boldly, independently for quite some time for the sacred cause of liberty. She's also an author of two incredible books. One's called Hailstorm, about Nathan Hale, one of the greatest patriots America has ever known, and about abducting Arnold, the other side of the Benedict Arnold story you may not have heard, but revolutionary new novels available in 2020. Buy them before they're banned. Becky, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, and Happy New Year's to you and your family.
Thank you, Sam. It's always a pleasure and a privilege, and Happy New Year.
So I repeat the question, why do we arm and train and fund literally conflicts around the world, but when it comes to America, we want to disarm?
I think what the American people need to start doing is buying their weapons from the military-industrial complex, and then they will have a vested interest in making sure all of us are armed. That's really what's going on. This is just big business at work in collusion with the federal government. And as long as there are profiteers who have political influence, as long as we have a strong, that's an incredibly strong central government that can pick winners and losers, we will be at war.
You want to respond to that, Kurt?
Well, that sounds like a good idea. At least then we would be armed. But, you know, the point, at least one of the key points I think she's bringing up is a reminder that the military-industrial complex, the guys that sell bullets, bayonets, and bombs, and et cetera, hey, they want to make a profit as well, and they like to kind of flick the bick of whoever's out there to see if they can stir up some war. Good business, you know.
Well, Sam rejects, openly rejects, undeclared, unconstitutional, immoral war, Becky. That's where I stand.
Oh, absolutely. We live in such a martial society. I was in Lowe's last night. And when they're ringing up our purchases, they asked my husband, asked both of us, if we were military veterans, because we get a discount. And I go to church, and I hear every Sunday prayers for our men in the service, our troops, our men and women who are defending us, the first responders. And I'm just wondering, at what point is there going to be some pushback? At what point do we remind our fellow parishioners that Christ is a Lord of peace? And nobody is in the armed forces right now who doesn't want to be there. That's a really frightening thought. They are recruiting, and they recruit volunteers. And I've talked with a number of young folks who that's their dream in life, become a soldier, join the military, because you get to see the world, you get to have adventures, and you know, your food and clothing is all supplied. I mean, we are living in such a perverted culture that glorifies war making and glorifies the military. And whether it's a discount, whether it's free meals, whether it's just this idea that the military, they're owed things all the rest of their lives because they volunteered for a few years, you know, it's hard to say, where can we reverse this? You've got kids that are fed this kind of nonsense and propaganda through the public schools, and then they graduate and they're out of the public schools, but they're listening to it on television. You can't even go to a store without hearing about how, if you're in the military, you're going to get a discount. So, to get us away from this kind of warmongering, it's going to require huge effort from everybody.
Yes, it is. And I would say, Kurt, and you can respond to Becky's comments and then mine here. I would say this, though. If we do believe a war is necessary, or we do believe defense around the world of American lives and interest is really vital, then let's use the supreme law of the land. Let's use the blueprint to go about it. And Congress is the one that declares war. I get that if there's a quick emergency, the president can unilaterally take action for a temporary point. But look, we've been in well over 130 nations militarily speaking for virtually almost my whole life. And we've been in this, quote, Iraq, Iranian, Turanian, Syrian, whatever, Middle East kind of, I don't know what you call it, quicksand of a non-declared war for literally over 20 years now. And I don't see any end in sight at all. And so at some point, I got to go back and say we need to use the supreme law of our land to stop the warmongering. And we can't just be overseas claiming that we're going to have peace through war, because I don't see any peace at all. Now, these people have been battling for thousands of years. I personally think the more we avoid the foreign entanglements, the better we are. And that's what the Founding Fathers wisely warned as well. I highlight this because I'm fearful that we're going to kick off 2020 with escalated war if we're not very careful. Kurt?
Well, as I listen, I don't know what else to add, except I do appreciate the key point, I believe, that that was made about the, well, our leader, Jesus Christ, as the Prince of Peace and the great example for us all to follow. And, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we could focus on peace instead of war?
Amen to that. All right, going into the next segment, I want to talk about Chief Justice John Roberts. Now, I personally think this guy is an immoral thug. That's just my opinion, to which I'm entitled. And I want to talk about him specifically because he's been speaking out. As you know, as we kind of approach this impeachment deal, he's going to have a big handle on what kind of happens in this impeachment. And he's saying, hey, you know, we don't want to call them Obama judges or Trump judges or Hillary judges or Bill judges or Bush judges or any of that. They're American judges, and, you know, they're kind of above reproach. I don't want to put men above reproach ever, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, or women for that matter. But secondly, though, I think the guy's completely ignorant on a point of discussion that most folks think is no big deal. We'll talk about it.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
All right, so Justice Chief John Roberts, I'm telling you right now, the guy is an absolute nutcase. And I really don't mean to be offensive, but I've just got to take this guy on boldly. Because the guy's a nut in his position. His power is so tremendous, it's beyond imagination. But here's what Chief Justice John Roberts just said. He said, Americans may take democracy for granted. Now, I hate to burst the Supreme's bubble here, but we don't have a democracy, sir. I don't know how ignorant you are. I don't know if you didn't pledge allegiance as a kid. I don't know what's going on, but we have a constitutional republic based on checks and balances and the laws of God, the rule of law, moral law here, okay? This isn't just a democracy thing. I don't take democracy for granted because I don't believe we have one, okay? And I use the supreme law, which you've sworn an oath to. But this ignoramus thinks we have a democracy, Becky. Can you school him a little bit?
Well, he's not the only one.
Think what kind of a critical position this guy's in.
Yes. I also read a lot of historians who will say and maintain the same thing without even thinking about it. It's just casually tossed off in the middle of the history. And I think if you get this fact wrong, what other facts in your nonfiction history are you inventing? But democracy now, Sam, you are correct that we live in a constitutional republic, or we are supposed to.
And see, I would go with the word supposed to. I'm not so sure that's where we are.
Right, exactly. That was my point. Roberts may be factually correct, and the rest of them, the 97% of Americans that keep insisting we live in a democracy, and this adulation of democracy worldwide that is so misplaced, and that America is considered to be the leader of the democracies. And, of course, the reason that we all despise democracy so much is that minorities have, and I don't mean racial minorities, I mean any kind of minority, have no rights. Your rights are voted away from you as soon as you number less than the majority in a democracy. Democracy is also usually a way station on the way to totalitarianism, okay? If you look at Nazi Germany or Stalinist Russia or any other dictatorship, you'll find out that people still went to the polls. People still voted. Often it's a law that you must vote. And it's no accident these places were often called the people's democracy, the people's republic, democratic republic, the people's, I forget what some of the other nomenclature was, but democracy was often in the names of the countries that were totalitarian.
And the founding fathers flat out rejected a democracy. Oh, now, absolutely. I get that we have some democratic principles in our constitutional republic, but we have principles of a lot of governments, a lot of different kinds of governments, all blended together, replete with checks and balances, with separations of powers horizontally and vertically. I mean, we're not even close to a democracy. And a democracy should be feared as much as communism, Becky.
Oh, absolutely, because it's often a way station on the way to communism. We're seeing that now with the calls from millennials for more socialism, and they're going to go to the polls and they're going to vote in socialists, okay? In a constitutional republic, the way our government was supposed to be set up, our rights would be secure no matter who was in power. We could have a socialist in power, and there wouldn't be a thing the person could do about taking my money away from me. The government's job is to protect my life, liberty, and property. And that would include from the government. So if the socialist was in power and was spouting the kind of nonsense that Bernie Sanders is, we would all just laugh because our government would be set up to protect us.
But when you have the Chief Justice and the President and members of Congress all touting the defense of our democracy, or don't take our democracy for granted, they are either completely ignorant or intentionally peddling propaganda. Either will be just mutually destructive.
They're factually correct, though, Sam, because we are becoming more and more of a democracy. More and more of our rights are up for a public vote. And if you've ever noticed, the media is very clever about this. They constantly cite polls that support unconstitutional measures, okay? The polls on gun violence, all right? The polls on Medicare for all. The polls on whatever the socialism or communism may be that the government's trying to advance, the unstated message there is, come on, get with it, those of you who are against this. Most people want it, and since we live in a democracy, the fact that most people want it makes it right. So more and more, we are getting rid of the constitutional safeguards. This big push to get rid of the Electoral College, that's another huge democratic move. And so they may be factually correct that we do, in fact, live in a democracy where more and more of our rights are up for public review and more of our rights are being stripped from us. Look at the TSA, okay? Since most people don't have a problem with being groped before they get on an airline, none of us should. And that right is gone. The right to freely travel without government interference has been taken away from us because most people think it's perfectly all right.
Hey, Kurt, do you want to respond to this? Sadly, well, she's on to something, sir.
Oh, man. Well, let's see. Responding to Chief Justice Roberts's democracy phrase, I mean, it just, it reminds me of the old thing when we were told by, you know, those guys who took this letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote and said something about separation of church and state, and we get told over and over and over and over that there's a separation of church and state in the Constitution, and yet, you know, I can't ever find it in the Constitution. I mean, it's just such a little booklet, and it's hard to find it in there. It must be in invisible ink in between the lines.
Well, it was an out-of-context statement to the Donbury Baptists is what it was, right?
Well, I understand, but, you know, they used the, quote, truth to, you know, give us a lie, and we see it over and over. You know, in this case, what Becky's talking about is a perfect example.
Yeah, there you have it. Anyway, I don't mean to be so hard on the justice there. I know people are like, Sam, you're just kind of, man, it was just either a Freudian slip or the guy's just kind of saying, well, we do have a democratic republic, and he's kind of referring to the democratic process. And no, we can't have our supreme justices referring to the country as a democracy, because if they think we have a democracy, how can they swear an oath to a constitutional republic? Okay, look, this is not just a word game. This is not just like, ha, ha, ha. These are serious consequences relating to the differences we're discussing, Becky.
I couldn't agree more. But I will tell you right now, Sam, I doubt that Roberts has ever thought this through. These people go to public schools, even if they go to private schools. Marxism has invaded the private school market as well. And they are raised on the idea that this is a democracy. How often did we hear that in school? And they go to the same colleges where Marxists have ruled now for the last 40, 50 years. Okay, Marxism is ascendant at colleges and universities across the country. And by the way, if you have college-age kids, don't send them to college. I mean, you're wasting your money. You're paying for them to be indoctrinated in Marxism. All right? And then they get out, and they all go to the same law schools. And in law school, they're taught the same nonsense they've heard all their lives, that we're in a democracy. And I seriously doubt if you ask Roberts to formulate why we don't live in a democracy, I think he'd look at you like you had three heads, because he's been told all his life and believes. And actually speaking, again, he's correct. We're in a democracy where more and more of our rights are up for public approval. And when the public disapproves, look at the guns. All right. Many people are afraid of guns in big cities. And so most big cities now have outlawed guns, despite the Second Amendment.
And more and more and more and more do we have decisions being made in the court of public opinion.
Yes, yes. And with the rise of social media, that's becoming more and more of a problem. And people are being conditioned to go along and get along. And very few people are willing to stand up for what's right. Very few people are willing to just stand up for simple facts, such as look at the brouhaha over, I don't remember which celebrity it was. I don't pay that much attention to celebrities. But some celebrity came out for the idea that a man is born a man, and even if he pays to have cosmetic surgery, it doesn't change his DNA. He's still like, and she's reviled on both sides of the Atlantic. I think it's happened in England. Okay, you don't even have people standing up for simple facts anymore.
Amen to that. Where's the scientific method, huh? All right, when we come back, I want to play Name That Tune for a second for a good reason. Be on your toes, Becky. Be on your toes, Kurt Crosby. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests continue outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, as security forces fired tear gas at them today after the pro-Iranian demonstrators spent the night outside the compound's gates. It comes a day after the scene of chaos unfolded at the embassy as thousands of Iraqis took to the streets in outrage over weekend U.S. airstrikes, which left over two dozen Iranian-backed militia fighters dead. President Trump making this pledge as he began a New Year's celebration at Mar-a-Lago in Florida last night.
As you know, this will not be a Benghazi. Benghazi should never have happened. This will never, ever be a Benghazi. But we have some of our greatest warriors there.
700,000 people expected to be watching in person as the Rose Parade kicks off in about an hour in Pasadena. And this is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Pope delivering his first Mass of the year at the Vatican.
Habemus et Dominum.
Gracias seamos Domino Dios nuestro.
Pope Francis denouncing violence against women in his first message of the year, his address also calling for an end to the exploitation of the female body and defending women's rights to migrate in search of a better future for their children. The Pope also condemned those who put economic growth ahead of the well-being of others. British researchers at the University of Sussex say they recommend starting the new year with a dry January when you abstain from alcohol for the month. They say their research shows it helps people regain control of their drinking after the holidays. They studied over 800 people who did it last year and found going a month without booze helped them to have more energy, lose weight, improve their skin, quit smoking, and also sleep better. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. We are indeed live on New Year's Day. Name That Tune starts now, ladies and gentlemen. Got Becky Akers and Kurt Crosby in the roundtable. Let's see who can name the tune first. You got this one, Kurt? Come on now.
Witchy woman?
No, sir. Not the ego. The female singer.
Who are you? This is
Yes, sir. You know what the song is called?
Are you really, are
you're no good.
There you go. What do you think of that, Becky?
I can't think of an awful lot of songs that
apply to. Amen to that. These people are no good, ladies and gentlemen. But I'll tell you what, Linda Ronstadt herself is no good. She's a nut, folks. Now, have you guys heard what she's saying? Here's what she's saying.
Nope.
Let's just kind of give you the briefing on what she's saying. Linda Ronstadt is comparing Donald Trump to Hitler and says Mexicans are the new Jews, Becky.
Oh, sorry, that's just so absurd. It's funny.
I mean, it's just over the top. I mean, it's funny. The problem is these people have, like, authority and influence and power and stuff. I mean, these people are the ones with vagina hats all over the nation's capital a couple of years ago.
The really sad part about all that is that unlike a politician or a bureaucrat, Linda Ronstadt actually has earned her power. Okay, it's not just handed to her with the guns of the state standing behind it. She's got people out there saying, I like her. I'm going to listen to her. And he may be a fine musician. I don't listen to popular music. I don't care about it. I don't know anything about it. So maybe she's a fine musician. But after that, why would you listen to her on anything she says? The idea that these entertainers know anything about politics is just absurd. If any of us stood up and started warbling a tune, I'm sure Linda Ronstadt would be the first person to say, you don't know anything about singing. Why then does she think, not having studied political theory, that she knows anything about politics?
Well, and when did Donald Trump call for the annihilations of Mexicans? I mean, he just says they shouldn't cross the border.
You know, Sam, people who make statements like that only prove how totally ignorant they are of history.
So which comment's more ignorant? Is it Justice Roberts or Linda Ronstadt's comments?
Oh, they tie.
Wow. I mean, it's crazy.
When Donald Trump comes out with a Kristallnacht aimed at Mexican Americans, we can talk about his being like Hitler. And until that time, it's just no rational comparison.
I mean, it's just nuts on parade, but there you go. But okay, you got another one. I don't know if you know who feminist Amanda Market is.
No.
Marcotte, I think is how you say her name.
Lord.
M-A-R-C-O-T-T. I think it's Marcotte. Anyway, so this feminist, Amanda Marcotte, she writes in Slate magazine, she has announced that she believes that Hallmark movies, which are, quote, known for their wholesomeness, well, they're fascist propaganda, ladies and gentlemen. Now, didn't you think that Hallmark was fascist propaganda, Becky?
Well, again, I don't watch Hallmark. I can't comment on their programming, but I would say Slate itself is far more Marxist. And, of course, fascism is only a form of Marxism.
Yes.
So I would say that Slate is a whole lot more fascist than Marxist than anything Hallmark's ever come out
with. Well, and not only that, Slate is, what do you call it? Propaganda? I mean, she's talking about this is propaganda. It's propaganda, but I look at the Hallmark movies and I say, here's what they primarily do. They're chick flicks. So boy meets girl, boy falls in love with girl. They go through tough times. They call it quits or they whatever they do, and they go through the rough and tumble, and then before you know it, they're together and life is supposed to be living happily ever after. And the reason that she says it's Marxist and fascist and everything is because of the way they're making profit on, well, this idea of godly marriages and one man, one woman and welcoming children. And, well, she really rejects the traditional family, and it's fascist to make so much money on such a false narrative, she claims.
You know, Sam, where do we even start to combat such lunacy and idiocy? But yes, that's what's going on. These people are out to destroy the family.
But they're all out to lunch, too, though, from Justice Roberts to Linda to this goofball Amanda. And these people aren't even in the realm of reality for discussions here.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? They're preying on the ignorance out there. Most people are so ignorant of history that when some moron comes along and claims Donald Trump is like Hitler, most people don't know enough about Hitler. They just know he's a really bad guy. They don't know enough about the particularities of World War II to be able to say, wait a minute, what are you talking about? So these people are preying on that kind of ignorance. This woman with her attack on the family. Most people out there, most Americans, have not thought about these issues. They just go along with whatever they're force-fed in the public schools, and they go home and they turn on their televisions and they're force-fed propaganda there, and they don't reason these things too. They don't say, why is there such a push for sodomy right now? Why am I being forced to accept aberrant behavior that throughout history has been condemned as evil and as causing illness and as undoing society?
And why am I required to just jettison scientific reality, not to mention God's laws, male and female created them? There's no debating scientifically the DNA difference between a man and a woman, but they obliterate that on the altar of political correctness as well. And then, hey, we're the terrorists for not accepting that. We're the Hitlers, right?
And why? why is there this grand push against established fact and against all of history? These are not isolated incidents. This push for destroying sex, and I mean our biological sex, this push to destroy masculinity and femininity, and this push to advance sodomy, these are connected. These are not isolated problems. And the reason they're connected is because the Marxists, whether they're fascists, whether they're communists, whether they're socialists, they want to destroy the family because it is a bastion against the state.
And when you talk about sex, you're talking about the male and female, but we're also talking about sex, the act thereof. Every sex is promoted except for the God-ordained kind.
And the reason, again, is to destroy privacy, to destroy innocence, because those are things families promote, okay? You go in with your family, you shut the door on the world, and you can be private. All right? If we can destroy that, if we can bring everything out into the public domain, we have a society ripe for Marxism and communism. And that is the grand design behind all of this nonsense. We need to wake up and realize this because for sure our adversaries understand it. And for sure they are promoting it every way they can. We can fight it, but we need, first of all, to understand what it is we're fighting. And we need to defend the family with every ounce of strength God gives us.
Amen to that, Kurt. You want to chime in on this one? I think Amanda's nuts. I think Justice John Roberts is nuts. I think this, Linda Rodstadt, I think she's nuts. I think these people are all unhinged, Kurt. None of them are even on the same planet for discussions. I don't even know how you discuss these things with them.
Well, Sam, we're told that in the last days, good will be called evil. And evil will be called good. Up is down, down is up, and all that kind of stuff. It just seems like it's pretty much what we were told it was going to be like, right?
Yes. Now, Alex Jones is in the news. Alex Jones, InfoWars, that's his organization. It's like Sam Bushman and Liberty Roundtable, right? Alex Jones and InfoWars got hit with a $100,000 fine over the Sandy Hook discussion. He says Sandy Hook never happened, and it's actors that are playing a part in this fake news deal. But I guess he got hit for $100,000 by the judge. Judge orders conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to pay $100,000 court costs and legal fees to the family of the slain Newtown boy, Jesse Lewis. You want to respond to that, Becky?
Well, I'll tell you what, Sam, I read an article in the paper a couple days ago, although this was an old paper, I was looking for something else and came across this, where a couple of kids in Connecticut were arrested for saying nigger. Or at least I understand that's what they said. The account I read was so convoluted in the effort to avoid using the word itself. I'm not exactly sure why we're no longer allowed to use that word, but, again, I was absolutely horrified. It's like, when did we become a country where you can be penalized for what you say?
Hey, Barack can use the word, though. That's no problem for Barack because he's half black.
it's really, all of us should be outraged by the fine on Alex Jones. All of us should be outraged.
Yes, we should. Now, hold on. Let's talk about this because I think this is a critical point when we compare it to the comments by these other people. Hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Co-Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
All right, I got a bunch of statements from a bunch of people. Kirk Crosby and Becky Akers with me. And I want to know which ones are illegal, which ones you really can't say in America, okay? Listen up. Becky just said nigger. She said the N-word. Now, I know that's criminalistic there. But here's the deal. Sam openly rejects undeclared, unconstitutional, immoral war. All right? Now, Chief Justice John Roberts said Americans may take democracy for granted, as if we have a democracy. Can the Chief Justice say that when it's not true? Linda Ronstadt compares Trump to Hitler, says Mexicans are the new Jews. Can she say that kind of stuff? Unhinged feminist Amanda Marcotte said, hey, she believes Hallmark is propaganda. She believes that Hallmark is, what, fascist propaganda. Can she say that? Alex Jones says, hey, man, I don't believe Sandy Hook. I think it's bogus, and they're all actors. I don't believe the deal as they tell us. I think it's a big old conspiracy, says Alex Jones. Now, Alex gets fined $100,000 in court, and I submit tomorrow it'll be me and you, Becky, and I'm defending Alex Jones, not even because I agree with his statement. I'm also defending all these other people. If Justice John Roberts wants to be an idiot and highlight how stupid he is about our country, as the Supreme Justice, be my guest, I'll criticize him for doing so. Same with these other goofy ladies. But you know what? Every one of them have the right to say stupid stuff if they want to. I'm defending all of them, including Alex Jones. I'm not defending what they're thinking as much as I am defending their right to say it.
Yes, and this is the proper remedy for false, malicious, hurtful speech, is to call them on it. But when it devolves from that into the state is forcing us to refrain from saying some things and protecting those who say something it agrees with, this ought to scare all of us.
Now, Justice John Roberts continues after his democracy statement, and then he starts to say, you know, the problem is this new media. People are just saying crazy stuff, and they ought to not be allowed to do that. And now they're finding Alex Jones. You see where they're headed?
You know, Sam, this is why we have the Second Amendment, so that we can stand up against tyranny like this, because that's what this is. This is full-blown tyranny where some people are trying to tell the rest of us what we can say, what we can think, okay? Attempts to play with language are never to be taken lightly, because we think with words. And when they are restricting the words we can use, when they're restricting the things we can say, they are attempting to restrict our thoughts. And that's really frightening.
What do you say, Kurt? I'm defending Alex Jones. I think the fine is a serious problem. I'm not defending what Alex says. I don't agree with him on Sandy Hook. I don't believe that it was a complete fakery. I do believe that it's not as the government told us, though. In other words, I don't believe that the government's telling us the truth on all of it. I think there's some skeletons in that closet big time. But I don't believe that it never happened, and I don't believe everybody's just an actor on a stage with regards to this, and that it never happened at all. But I defend Alex's right to say that if he thinks that. I defend Linda's right to say that she thinks Donald Trump is you know, hey, treating the Mexicans like the Jews, and he's Hitler. Now, I think she's nuts. I don't agree with a lot of the statements from a lot of people, but you know what? What about my statements? A lot of people would say, Sam, you should be arrested for them. What about Becky's statements? She blasted out the N-word. And then I repeated the N-word. See, I mean, we should probably go to jail, don't you think, Kurt?
Well, you, along with President Obama.
That's right.
That sounds like,
he threw out the N-word, but he's allowed because he's black, Kurt. He's got some special privilege there now.
Well, and this all comes down to this whole definition of things, at least to me. Remember when Bill Clinton would say, it depends on your definition of the word is, and then you hear these stories about, I don't know, pole dancers or strippers or whatever saying that they've got the some amendment for freedom of speech in their... You know, it doesn't look like speech or sound like speech to me. And yet when it comes to real speech, you know, we're all like, well, you know, you can't say that. Or,
now, when the blacks get called on the carpet for using the N-word,
here. What's that?
When the blacks get called on the carpet for using the N-word, do you know they have two different N-words they use?
What?
One ends in an R. The other one ends in an A. There's nigger and there's nigga. And see, they're different now. Don't you know that, Kurt? See?
Okay.
And so all I'm telling you is that, but hey, man, the rap music has that
everywhere.
But it
seems like they can use the F word everywhere, in any, kind of normal society. But we got certain words that you can't. And, you know, what's up with that?
And Donald uses the F word.
Crazy.
Fake news. And they say that he's used it more in 2019 than ever before. And it's a serious, serious, serious concern, Becky. I mean, I highlight this because is this where we're going in 2020 and beyond to where, you know what, good is evil is good, up's down, down's up. You can say the stupidest things in the world, but if you say that things that are your own views or where's the right to your own conscience, and well, you can murder babies, that's the right of a woman in her body, but yet if I don't want to take vaccinations and take a forced government jab, then well, I don't have the right over my body, and we just go round and round and round where we deny science and lie and cheat and steal and manipulate, and only the good guys go to jail. Everybody else just runs around all free.
Yes, and I think we lost this battle a long time ago, because what we did was we allowed the leftists to focus everyone's attention on whether or not the particular issue under discussion is valid. Okay? We stopped insisting that they focus on whether or not government should enforce this. That's always the question. Should government be allowed to keep people from ingesting substances they want to imbibe? The question is not, is alcohol good for you? The question is, should government have the power to say you can't have alcohol? Likewise with drugs, likewise with guns. All the way along, we've lost that battle. Americans now focus on whether or not they agree or disagree with the issue at hand, rather than whether or not government should have this power.
And let me give you this example to make the point. I am not a Holocaust denier, by the way, okay? I don't believe that the World War II reality is as the government tells us exactly. But because I believe the eugenics movement was behind it quite a bit. I think they let Hitler go. I don't think he died when they claimed he did. I think he appeared in Argentina, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, but I'm not a Holocaust denier. But let's just say this. The Holocaust denier, if that's what they really think and believe, they have every right to that belief. And we should defend their right to believe or think that if they want. But here's what we've done. We've said the Holocaust denier should be shunned. The white supremacist, the person that uses the N-word, should be absolutely shunned. But those who murder babies and those who want to lie about your gender and flat out just reject scientific evidence, they should be paraded through the streets as heroes. And we've literally, in the court of public opinion, barbecued some at the stake virtually, and we've let others go free as their rock star champions of, quote, liberty. And it's a big, absolute satanic lie from the pit of hell. What do you say, Becky? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So, but we live in an age, you know, I often think that verse where it says that the Lord will allow them to believe a lie. And when people are set on rebelling against him, he'll just turn them over to their own evil imagination. And I think that's what we are seeing now. We are reaping the fruit of an America that has completely rushed the Lord. And, you know, Sam, what's really sad about this is that something like 70% of Americans still identify as fairly strong Christian. And it's like, where are you? Why don't we hear from you? Why are you allowing Satan to triumph?
Great
we need
point.
To band together, and we need to come out. You know, there have been studies done, and I forget what the exact percentage is, but it's very small, the number of people needed to bring about societal change. It's something like 10%. I don't remember the exact figure, but it's a very small percentage. Like that. If there are 70% of us who believe in the Word of God, who believe in Jesus Christ, who believe that men are men and women are women, and you're not going to mix up the two just because you strap a pig snout on one or the other, you don't change a person into a pig. If we truly believe all this, if we think it's wrong to murder infants, if we think it's wrong to strip people of their guns so that the government may freely order them about into concentration camps, into crematoria, if we truly believe all this, why aren't we having an effect on the society around us? Where are all the silent people that should be standing up against this evil? Why don't we hear from them? Okay, so I just want to encourage you, if you're sitting out there today thinking, I'm all alone, nobody I know agrees with me, I got to keep quiet, I can't take action because I'm just trying to stick it out and get through life and, everybody just... No, you're not alone. Most of us agree with you. It's time we stood up against this fringe lunatic reactionaries that have seized control of our society and are telling us what words we can use, are telling us what we have to believe, are fining us hundreds of thousands of dollars when we disagree with them. It's time for us to stand up. We need to stand up and storm the airports and say, you know what? You're not going to molest little children anymore. It's not going to happen. We need to stand up and storm the state houses and say, you know what? We're not going to let little kids get murdered anymore. It's just not going to happen.
Americans, we've got a lot of work to defend the sacred cause of liberty. Kurt, you want the final word?
Well, it reminds me of the times we've talked about, the people that say you can't take a Bible into the government schools. And I simply suggest, well, what if everybody did it? Is the Supreme Court going to go ahead and arrest every teacher, every employee of the government schools that took a Bible in there and put them all in jail? No, the bottom line is, people need to stand up and act like they have a backbone and pretend like they're grateful for the freedoms that we've been given by our God and we have a duty to defend.
Whereas whether it's an info war like Alex Jones talks about, whether it's a physical war like we see overseas, whether it's a non-declared war, whether it's a domestic dispute, civil war domestically, people are agitating for and talking about and pretending is on the verge. And any of these kinds of wars, I kind of step back and say, let's follow the Prince of Peace. Let's step back and understand that if we obey God's laws, if we keep his commandments, if you will, he will bless us. He will forgive us. He will heal our nation. Heal our land is exactly how the Bible says it. He will basically protect us, and he will fight our battles for us. And all it takes is for us to not reject God, but to turn to him. And it kind of reminds me of that song, Baby Come Back. Any kind of fool can see. We need to come back to God, folks, if we want America to be great. You're not going to make America great again if you don't become moral again. And I'm telling you, in 2020... I'm convinced that if we continue to turn our back on God, we're in trouble. As Becky says, you know what? The gloves are going to come off and it's going to get rowdy fast. Immorality breeds wickedness. Wickedness breeds disaster and destruction. And the only way for solution is to return back to our God, to come back to his commandments and guidelines. We need to repent in sackcloth and ashes as a nation. We need to reject war. We need to avoid foreign entanglements. We need to stand with the Prince of Peace, the author of our liberty. And even though some of these people are saying goofy things, I defend their right to say it. We better protect the right to one's conscience. If we don't, we have violated one of the most important God-given inalienable rights we have. All right, thanks so much. Becky's books are available now. Abducting Arnold, the other side of the Benedict Arnold story. Check it out. Look for Becky Akers, Abducting Arnold. Also, Hailstorm, an incredible book about one of the greatest patriots America's ever known, Nathan Hale, who only had one life to give. Wow. All right, those books are available now. Great New Year's Day presents and more. Spread the word, tell the tale, and keep an eye on Becky Akers' articles about the TSA and the abuses going on there as well. For Sam and Kurt and Becky, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.